So there you are, standing at the top of this hill, much like the supply depot, which was in the valley at the top of a hill. You know what I mean. You're at same sort of situation. You're now at the top of the hill, looking down into this valley-like crater, and you can see the large black walls, which, again, strike a chill down your back, Ashley, seeing this place. And based on Ashley's reaction, I'll say you all kind of put the pieces together that you have arrived at what Ashley has described as a death camp of Helm Crater. So what happens now, folks?
It's late. We've got a big day ahead of us. Let's get some rest.
When is the best tactical advantage to go in there, night or day? I'm not asking the DM, I'm talking to my players.
Have you been here before, Ash?
I know it enough.
Do you want to tell us how much you know about it so that we're prepared?
Let's get some rest.
Rest it is.
Yes, I want to look at my spell book and I want to see what I can do. I have seeming, so I can make us all look like guards. And we could walk in semi-disguised.
Probably smart. Would I think that that's a good idea?
You would know that it would be possible to maybe mimic what the guards wear. Even though there's no hard uniform. But
we could just, like...
It's possible that you could walk in and say you're reinforcements or you're here to relieve these four or whatever it might be. That is possible.
I'm looking right now at a couple other things here. I also have mass suggestion where I could target several people, make them do something, 24 hours. Polymorph, I could change one of us into an animal for a little while. I could also scout ahead with my bird.
We should probably do a little bit of scouting when we go down there to see where we need to go. I haven't been to this camp.
You want to do this now?
It's late. We've been on the road all day.
I'm just talking about spells to prepare for tomorrow.
No, I understand. The reason I'm asking is because I have stuff specifically for the night.
Oh.
That I can give out if we wanted to do recon now or anything like that.
It might be interesting to do a little recon, then rest. I could polymorph somebody into something small, do some recon, come back.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
It has to be something. I have to actually look and see what I could turn you guys into, or somebody into. Let me see real quick. I have to take a look at different animals I could change you into. I have some suggestions. Thinking something that's smart enough, but also stealthy, maybe like a cat? But let me take a look. Well, you guys...
Do we see any animals in the area?
Yeah. Ranger?
At the moment, no, but the ranger would know. I mean, it's forest and grasslands. I mean, you would know right. what's native here.
There's probably, the forest, grasslands, and then a town, for lack of a better word, down there. So there's going to be rats and mice.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's going to be cats.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know.
Okay.
Basic... urban wildlife.
Dex is high. Wisdom is high. Intelligence is very low, but I like the wisdom. That'll be good perception checks.
But probably increase my smarts.
I mean...
So, what I was going to do is, once you're polymorphed, I was going to do Eyes of the Night on everybody. It gives up to four people of my choice 300 feet of dark vision.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
So, whatever you do, I'm holding my action until he polymorphs. Once he does, I'm doing that for all of us. And we have that for an hour.
Okay.
I like that. Kraz, what's another good animal to do stealthy stuff? Rat's not that good. So far, cat's my winner.
To do stealthy stuff? Probably like a cat, raccoon maybe, something that's small and rodent-y.
Snake?
Vina.
I don't know if you want to do snake, because people might see a snake and try to attack it.
Yeah, you want something that nobody's going to bat an eye about.
A bird of some sort?
A bird? You think a bird? Let me try. Let's see. You know, a little owl.
Yeah.
Which is normally my... regular owl. Cat is still better. Cat has better dex and same wisdom. So what the fuck is the point?
So do a cat then.
Alright, you're going to be a little cat. And I'm going to make you like a tortoiseshell kind of color. So you blend. And I'm also going to make you look real ratty. Like not something anyone wants to pet. Like a real street rat. Like really pretty. Now, are you super excited right now, Tom?
I want it to be all black. But
oh, okay. We could do all black. Black eyes.
Black cat, yellow eyes.
I don't want them to glow, man.
They're not glowing. They're just like cat-like yellow.
All right, go ahead. You can...
Very ratty.
Yes.
So once you do that, I'm going to do Eyes of the Night on everyone, so like, we all have 300 feet of dark vision for an hour.
I'm the kind of cat that, like, the stray that nobody wants to adopt.
Can I do this? I would like to change my familiar into a mouse. And I would like the cat to hold it like it's a dead mouse.
Okay.
And the two of them can go on an adventure together.
I love it.
Okay.
So that I want the mouse to look equally ratty and disgusting, like the cat caught it.
Okay.
And you can
go on a little adventure. So Ashley's getting polymorphed into a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the... now holding Malady's familiar, and he's gonna
third level motivational speech before he leaves.
Nice. Okay.
And it's everyone else too.
Okay,
what does that do?
I don't care what anybody else says.
Gains 5 temporary hit points. Everyone.
Oh, okay.
You're a pretty kitty.
And after you're hit, if you are hit on an attack roll next time you attack, you have advantage.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be excellent for a good opportunity. A get out of dodge.
Yeah. So as Ashley, in his cat form, begins slinking towards the camp in Helm Crater, what are the three of you doing?
Well, I'm going to sit down crisscross applesauce, and I'm just going to be in
the familiar. In the familiar. Orchestrion Zarkon?
I'm just sort of looking... maybe with a lyre, just sort of like not playing it, but just like stroking it and looking off into the distance, seeing if I can see as far, especially with the dark vision he just gave me off the, like, basically watch Ashley and the mouse walk away.
Okay.
I'm going to use Steps of Night to give myself a flying speed, and I'm going to fly up into a tree and keep an eye on her and also just watch her surroundings and keep an eye on anything coming from the encampment.
Okay.
And just to look even more ratty, like, one of my eyes is, like, milky, cataracty.
Okay, fair enough.
I'd say I want to fly, like, around 30, 40 feet up.
Okay. 30, 40 feet up into a tree cover, mm-hmm. And you're watching. Orchestrion, you're sitting down, you're watching. So, Ashley, in your cat form, as you go down the hill and getting closer, the despair... just the feeling of despair is just oozing off of this building. Circled by black stone walls, and you know it's a place of darkness and a place of suffering. The dampness just permeates the air, and as you get closer, there is a putrid stench that just hangs heavy here. Not necessarily rot, just it's a faint hint of like the inhuman conditions that must be inside. It appears, and you would all see this, definitely Zarkon, definitely Orchestrion, it appears that there are two structures. There's the main one that you saw at first, and then when Zarkon casted his Eyes of the Night, you can see behind this, there's a stone bridge that goes over a small river or a large creek, depending on your perspective. And that bridge goes to another structure behind it, another building behind this one. Ashley, as you get closer, you can see there's like a wrought iron gate that runs along the front part of the perimeter. There are a wrought iron like perimeter wall, and there's a gate right now slightly open, and there's a cement placard on the side of the gate. You know Draconic, right?
Yes.
I think you all do. You metagaming fucks. You all took that language.
Thank you.
Teasing. I would 100% have taken that language building a character to. So teasing.
It's a favorite enemy. I didn't just take...
No, it's all good. As you get closer, you see this concrete plate, and written on it in Draconic is in two arches. One going this way, one going that way. Freedom through truth, truth through tribulation.
Freedom
through truth, truth through tribulation.
Meaning,
wow. All right. Get freedom Megatron.
Through
suffering. Peace through tyranny.
Suffering.
There's a small stable outside with 9 horses currently inside of it.
Well, I'm pretty much down here just to kind of scout the place out so we get a good lay of the land. So let's clock the stable.
Do you want maybe a piece of paper to draw a map?
I mean, I've got that. But, all right, let me...
There will be a map.
There will be a map. All right. I won't try and draw that.
There will be a map.
All right. We'll clock where the stable is, mm-hmm. and then I guess we'll continue to look around and get a lay of the land.
Okay. In through the wrought iron gate. I'll pull the first part of the map right now.
Sorry.
No worries.
I was trying to pretend like I was holding a mouse in my mouth, but I think I bit my hand too hard. I got a little dense. I was just trying to be silly.
So,
it's okay.
We're going to say the stable is over here somewhere. Okay. What is that? I don't want
this. It's a rock.
What is this? I don't want this. So your gate is over here, Ashley.
Okay.
And as you approach closer, you can see this is like an open courtyard sort of area. Based on your experience with places like this, you would know this is like the marshalling or mustering area where they would then take in the new inventory as prisoners come in. And currently patrolling back and forth, you see 2 stone giants just back and forth through the courtyard. We'll put them yonder right now. These are all walled in. You can't see into these structures right now. You just see walls.
And stables over here. Okay, so I will do my kitty cat thing and hop up. Like, is there a wall here or is it just fence?
It's wrought iron gate all the way around.
Okay, so there's no wall. All right, so there goes that idea. Cats are agile, but they're not going to walk on a fence like that. I guess I'll just kind of go around the perimeter this way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay as far away from giant as I can.
Okay.
Because that's scary. And, I guess I'll kind of take a peek in the store.
You see a large wooden door right there that goes into that part of the building. The only other door is way over there on that side.
Well, I don't think I can open any doors. What are my options? Can I hop the fence this way and see if there's anything over here?
This kind of goes up. I'm limited by what the placards can do.
Right.
This goes right into another, like, cement wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The stone bridge that you guys saw is, like, back over here.
Mm.
You can't really get to it. This, like, goes right up onto the side of a mountain, or side of a cliff.
Right. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then the river and the creek is over here. The stone bridge goes across it. I would say Zarkon and Orchestron, you can see the tops of the giants' heads, too. So you know there are 2 stone giants in that courtyard.
Well, everything else looks closed up. This is where we're going to want to go. All right, I can't really think of anything else worth doing.
Am I seeing her crisscross applesauce?
Yep. She's been next to you the whole time.
Is she capable of talking to me?
I think you are.
I think I can talk to you, but I can't hear you and I can't see you.
Yeah, she can basically call out what she's seeing, because right now she's perceiving through the mouse's eyes and ears.
And I can't, I can't even touch her. She doesn't understand it. She's dead.
I can touch you and I can feel you, but I can't hear you or see you.
Think of it as your senses being in 2 places at once.
Copy.
Her sight and her hearing is over there.
Okay, copy.
I'll be dictating to you quietly.
Got it. Well,
I'll dictate to you what I can see.
Yeah.
Something that I was trying to learn a little bit more about the familiar is I can communicate with the familiar.
Okay.
So no matter the distance, it's only at 100 feet can I see and speak through it.
Okay.
I can't speak through it, sorry. I can see and...
Okay.
and the familiar could communicate to me?
Not really.
Not really. Just
I just wanted to make sure that if somebody hits you and you become you again, that we can figure that out real fast.
Okay. Well, I don't see any more information I can glean here. Those horses, we can definitely use those as some kind of distraction at some point.
Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all stone structures, right?
Yeah, and they look like... it looks like one giant building. You can't really see, like, how it's broken down into rooms or chambers. You're just seeing, like, a stone roof.
That's what I was going to ask. What does the roof look like?
I'd say it looks like a stone or vaulted roof. And from where you're seeing, it looks like one big structure. You see a couple of chimneys.
Can we tell where there would be an entrance versus an exit?
That's hard to tell, because you cannot see this wooden door from your vantage point. I'll say you can kind of see that one.
Okay.
As far as exits go, it's hard to tell.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to head back to everybody.
Okay. The cat makes its way back after several minutes. The cat came back? The cat came back.
The very next day. So, question. Would he have seen anything that was like... a guard? Has he seen anybody other than those two big guys?
No.
Fuck.
Do I see him coming on the way in?
Yeah, that's how you see the cat come, and when he's comfortable, he can even drop form and be Ashley again.
Do you still have the mouse in your mouth?
I have gently and politely put it down and walking alongside it like we're besties.
Should've left the mouse.
Oh, I could've stayed.
I mean, it's still welcome to turn around, I guess.
Okay, so you noodles everything?
Yeah, I'll just explain the courtyard and the giants. And there's two ways into the building, and I will explain the courtyard is generally used for intake of inventory. That's a very good, disturbing way to put it.
What I was going for.
All right.
If by some chance we do hit some danger zones for anybody, please let me know, and I'll retcon and stop what we need to do. Because, we might be going to some dark places. Just letting you know. So if we hit any danger zones, just let me know. We'll address it and move on.
I'll arrive back at camp and stay in cat form. Maybe a minute or two too long. Just because.
You're enjoying yourself. Yeah. It's fine. You can need a little love.
Yeah. And then...
Okay.
Come back to myself. And say,
It's an hour. I'll let you enjoy your hour.
Yeah. And then, I'll come back to... I'll drop form and explain the situation. After that, it's like, this is not going to be an easy assault. This is going to be an assault. We are assaulting this building. Let's get some rest.
Plan of attack question. What if we see new inventory about to arrive and we seemingly change ourselves and join the queue? That'll get us all the way into where the prisoners are.
You want us to pretend to be prisoners of war in a death camp?
It'll get us there the fastest.
Where is there you want to get to?
Hades? That's a good point.
They're not going to be fooled if we walk in there looking like inventory with weapons on us.
Ashley, you would know that most of these camps always have at least one mage, and their job is to look for magical deception.
He relays that.
Yes.
Tom's backstory is saving your bacon quite a bit here, just letting you know.
Seeming is going to be unprepared tonight.
Yeah. They are not going to be fooled by magical means.
You got it. No worries. Seeming unprepared.
Right, and this is a camp situation, like no kind of town or anything around, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
Dark.
Yeah.
So in your experience with this mage...
I'm telling a story. It kind of has to be. It has to be dark.
So,
it's
been dark before. So your experience with this mage, or you know about this mage, do you know what level that mage is?
Enough that...
It's kind of a meta question.
Yeah.
Okay, not level, but do you know how experienced or talented these mages are?
That's better. This is their job. This is their specialization. They are here to do this. We're not going to fool them.
I'm not asking about fooling them. I'm asking about how hard will it be for me to take them out. Because I would have to target them first. If we target them first, our job will be much easier.
Well, they're specialized in detection magic.
Ashley would know that, much like any other military unit,
they'd still be trained.
Trained, but there's also a ranking system, and the higher ranking officers get the more important jobs. And death camp jobs are pretty fucking important. I don't know if important is the word I'd use. They're pretty high security. They're maximum security jobs type thing.
I don't think that any of this is going to be easy.
Okay. Question.
Yep.
This is on the side of a cliff, right?
On this side, yeah. Well, it's at the bottom. And there's a small river or a large, again, small river or large creek behind it.
How far down is the base of the cliff?
From where you are down, or?
From the structure itself down. So you're saying this is a cliffside, right?
Yeah, it's built into the bottom. Yeah, and the wall goes up, right?
Yeah, so how far does it go down?
Oh, okay, from the top? Let's roll for it. I hadn't done my math here yet. That's not enough. That's too much, so we'll put the two together. Let's say 60 feet.
60 feet.
You should have rolled the D60. Hey!
I had that thought too.
And we've seen that you can shatter boulders.
Or at least cut them in half. You want me to try to take out the mountain?
Not the mountain, but if we can destabilize the structure enough where this becomes... They'd have to evacuate or get out of here.
They wouldn't. They'd get the...
They'd get themselves out.
They'd get the employees out.
Good!
Exactly.
Anybody inside, they're... Like, if we collapse the structure, it's collapsing on them.
No, understood. But that's what I meant. Because rather than fighting, they would just abandon it.
Leaving everybody behind, but at the least, we just have to go and do a rescue mission, not fight and rescue.
If we could do it without collapsing the entire building.
What does it sound like when I cast Shatter?
Like something shattering. It sounds like a window shattering.
Really loud, though.
Yes.
Well, my question is, could I try to make it sound like an earthquake?
Not quite. Speaking as a player, or someone who is a player in another game, I feel as though you're slipping into analysis paralysis.
I think a frontal assault is dumb.
I'm just saying you guys might start spinning your wheels.
So a frontal assault?
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying you guys are starting to fall into analysis paralysis. It doesn't have to be frontal assault, just we're approaching the time where you might want to just pick a plan.
I can fly, and I can make one of you guys invisible. But
I can make
both
myself
at the same time.
I can make myself invisible.
Okay, that's two people invisible.
We can cut those horses loose. That'll be
actually, I can make myself and someone else invisible.
I can fly as well, and you know, do we want to tackle this where?
And I'm pretty sneaky.
If you want, I can. Melody, you go after the mage. Ashling, you free the prisoners, along with Orchestrum, and I can take on and distract the giants.
Should me and you switch? I think two mages would be hard, but if you could crash the distance on that mage, you could crash their skull. But for me, with the giants, I could do area of effect and get both of them.
I feel like if we do a two-pronged attack like that, we should be a little less specific and just, you guys are being a distraction and going after the mage and supporting each other while Orchestrion and I, our goal is to get inside,
okay. Free
the prisoners, and then something is going to happen and we'll reconvene and clean everything up.
Got it.
Yes, Melody.
You gave me a spell. You gave me a spell pocket where I can put something in time.
Okay.
Can I put myself in time?
No.
I can't put a spell in time. Unless I put it on a glyph of warding. I put the glyph in time.
You just made me.
That might need to be rewritten.
Okay.
You just made me picture a fireball caught in time and just put it in your pocket.
Exactly. And it goes off in an hour. It goes off in an hour. Okay. This is my question. I won't use it until we rewrite it.
Just make sure you're not in the bathroom when it goes off.
Explosion. Okay. Then I can ride on your back while you fly?
I think we can make that happen.
And snipe?
I can't stay in the air that long.
Okay.
But we can do it at least for the beginning.
It's still nighttime, right?
It is still nighttime.
Crash the dish. Glamored
studded leather. I basically change my perception, my costume, for lack of a better term, into like more of like a ninja outfit type situation. I'm like a dark ninja like robe. I'm not necessarily invisible, but
okay,
it's hard to see me. I can make myself or someone else invisible. So he's invisible because you're touching me and all your stuff's invisible.
So you're casting invisibility on him?
I'm touching him. So we're both going to be together. You and me are together, right? Ashley?
Right.
But you're using the spell. You're casting invisibility.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We've been on the road for 10 hours. I'm just saying.
We haven't really used a lot of resources, though.
It's not about the resources. It's about the energy.
Do we have energy?
None of you have exhaustion.
Huh?
Yeah, none of you have exhaustion. Yeah, you traveled all day, but you mean you didn't do anything that overly strenuous. You spent the day traveling. I think actually in rules as written, that's considered light activity. I think.
Yeah, if we're not rushing, if we're not like running through terrain, if we're just like
If you had like a swamp that you had to traverse or shit like that, yeah, then you'd be down more.
Just walking down road.
I'm just thinking that me personally, I'd be like. I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm done. I guess we're our characters are a whole lot more hardy than we are.
Yeah, fair enough.
So if we're going to do this tonight, okay.
So if I don't have to concentrate on them, I could cast Fly on myself and stay up out of the way and snipe.
I can also fly, so, because I have Steps of Night.
We'll be a good team.
Yes, we will. I think that's what we're doing.
Okay. I think we got our plan.
All right. So, what's happening now?
I guess we're... Oh, wait.
Finn is very excited, and our indecision is giving him anxiety.
Yes.
We have been sort of going around
a circle. Been going around a circle for about a half hour now. Just like...
Welcome to D&D.
This is true.
Take a break.
This is what parties do, all right?
We annoy DMs.
Hey, at least we're not going shopping.
Ashley?
Yes, so my intention is when it's time to say go, I'm going to cut these horses loose and, smack them on the ass and scare them, make them go run off.
I can
spook them.
Send off a cantrip that makes a loud noise far away.
Oh, I think I can do thaumaturgy as a tiefling.
I think so too. That sounds right.
I think it's just like a once for a short rest.
Hold the dead on a couple trees.
But yeah, that's my intention for when we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it then. You and me against the
trolls.
Yeah.
So we'll do a couple. Told the dead's on some trees. Boom, 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 boom. He can do whatever he wants. And then I'm casting fly, and the two of us are flying shoom over to the trolls, and boom, boom, boom.
Okay. So you guys on the... Yeah, so I think we should start with stealth checks.
Yes.
Then. I think let's start with that then. Taking into account the DCs that you guys are flying, and that you two are sneaking to the horse pens.
And he's invisible.
How do you want to work that with the flying?
I don't care if I'm stealthy when I'm flying.
I'm taking the DC into account when you roll.
Okay.
I'm taking the fact that you're in the air, not in line of sight, you have some cover from the darkness. I'm taking all of that into account setting the DC.
Okay.
You actually will have advantage because he's cast an invisibility on you. Yes. So you will have advantage. Okay.
Hey, not you.
Sweet. That's a 22 for stealth.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it.
9. Fuck through some.
10.
22, you said, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay.
10.
All right. Malady?
I haven't done shit yet. 8.
All right. Let's start with the horses first, shall we?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I rolled a survival. Let me re-roll, please.
You know what? We should go over the plan again. Hold on.
Let's backtrack, everyone.
First roll I rolled a 2. And I was like, I have disadvantage. It's not going to get much better than that. And then I rolled a 1.
Why do you have disadvantage? Why do you have disadvantage?
Chainmail.
You're in chainmail? You're a wizard.
I'm in Nicotiana.
No. You're killing me, Smalls.
You're goddamn killing me.
She's not that selfish.
Did you somehow manage to roll a negative number before your...
So I rolled a 1, and then I rolled a 2, and then I rolled a 1.
She's not rolling that well.
All right. As I was saying, back to the horses.
I know. Yes, my love bug.
So, Ashley, you are able to get to the horse pen. There's a few times where Orchestrion is so locked in the ninja mode, but you can hear him, like, and you know he can echo a mile away, and you're like, fuck up, shut the fuck up. What? I'm being stuck. I said, shut the fuck up. Like, and there's a few times where you gotta quiet him down. But Ashley's 22.
100% accurate to Ashley.
Yeah. Yes. Is able to assist your 9. So you get to the horses without much incident. And you're releasing them, smacking them on... And
I am going to... Yeah, I'll untie them and then, like, kind of go to the back of the stable.
Okay.
And then use my thaumaturgy to make a huge, loud kaboom!
I'm sort of a ways away from that.
Okay.
And as hidden as possible, in a way that, like, I know when people are going to go investigate that.
Yeah.
Avoid me.
Like, okay. This is a strategically placed sound. It's not just, like, a random...
No, that's fine. To let you know, Thaumaturgy will drop your invisibility. When you cast it, invisibility will drop. Because it's not greater invisibility. So as soon as you cast a spell or attack, invisibility's gone. Okay. Just letting you know.
Okay, that works.
Orchestrion, cool make me another stealth check. That will give the Stone Giants disadvantage on their perception to see these two. Oh, perhaps if I rolled on the thing.
Maybe you're using dice.
I'm using actual dice, yes.
25. Actually hitting me made me pucker up.
You should be.
That is too much information.
The two luckiest players in the game right here. 10 and... What, 2?
Yeah.
2.
They each rolled 4 on their perception checks. So I was putting them together. I was averaging them together. They needed to make a 6. So this stone giant comes through the gate. This one moves up to sort of reinforce. And this one comes out. What was your spell?
25.
Oh. I'm not even going to bother rolling that. And this one comes running over to where the horses are.
All right, and as he's coming over, can I try and find some place to hide?
Okay, make another stealth check.
18.
18, you just vanish into the shadows. While this is all going on, Malady and Zarkon are able to just glide right over that stone giant's head, and you are however many feet up in the air.
I thought we were just going to take them out.
So did I.
If they keep walking, let's just close the door behind them.
Agreed.
So, when this one passes through the gate, we're going to sneak up and close the gate.
How the fuck are we getting in? We don't know this. Me and Ashley don't know this.
Okay.
How are we going to get it? We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Sorry, we can figure it out.
All right, so you run up and close the gate. So
he leaves?
He's out.
High or low?
No, I fucked it up. Low. I got the terrible
low
right
low
now.
Cocked.
You're a cock.
He does step all the way up.
Okay. So you guys do that, I guess.
So we're going to scooch and we're gonna try to close the door. We'll stand by to let you guys in.
Wait a minute.
Let's see if he notices.
Oh boy.
We'll see if he's gonna notice when the gate closes. Let's see if he notices as you're closing it. He does not notice.
So, I'll leave a crack.
You're leaving it a crack?
Yeah, for the guys.
I don't think that's
the point. Then what was the point of closing it?
Yeah, let's keep it closed.
Close it when he comes back. All right, fine. Let's close it.
So you're, I was going to say, then don't...
Shut up! Okay. Closing it.
Okay.
Okay, so you close, and it's the lock slams home. The stone giant immediately turns and goes for the gate and finds it locked.
Okay. Can I do something?
Sure. What do you want to do?
Dissonant whispers on... He's closest. Orchestrion would just do it on him.
Okay. I'm going to let that go off. Then we're going to roll initiative to manage the action. Because I have a feeling a lot of things are going to be happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're. I will let the dissonant whispers happen. So that is what kind of saving throw for him?
On a...
Wisdom?
Wisdom save. So, yeah.
That's a 12. So that's a failure.
22. And...
Humana.
The target must make it... On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage. And it must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you. The creature doesn't move into obvious dangerous ground, blah, 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 blah. But it just, you know, it gets the fuck out of...
Yeah, fucking Bard.
It's going this way.
Yeah, Bard!
Okay, so move it 6 squares out in that direction.
Small squares, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's like...
All right, guys. Let's roll some initiative now while the DM goes to the back.